Lesson 2.3. Mini story 2.3. The journeys of Marco Polo. Hi. How are you feeling today? How's your mood? I hope that you're feeling wonderful. So we are going to listen to the mini story lesson. I hope that you know our rules. As usual, you have to answer the questions quickly. So are you ready? In that case, breathe deeply, jump, run, dance, but please don't sit still, okay? And listen carefully. So let's go. There will be a 14-year-old boy named Theodore. He will be a young and smart boy. Will there be a girl? No, there will be a boy. Who will be there? There will be a boy. Will there be an old man? No, there will not be an old man. Will there be a teenager? Yes, there will be an immature. What will his name be? His name will be Theodore. What? His name will be Theodore. Will Theodore be dull? No, he will not be stupid. Will he be clever? Yes, he will be smart. Theodore will be an enthusiastic boy. He will be interested in many subjects, especially he will be fond of geography. Will he be enthusiastic? Yes, he will be enthusiastic. Will he have any interests? Yes, he will be interested in many subjects. Really? Will he be interested in climbing mountains? No, he won't be interested in climbing in the mountains. Will he be fond of history? Yes, he will be interested in history too. Will he be interested in geography? Yes, he will be fond of geography. Oh, really? Yes, especially he will be fond of geography. One day, his mother will give him a book named The Journeys of Marco Polo for his birthday. When he gets this book, he will be over the moon. If he likes geography, will he read books which belong to geography? Yes, he will read geography books, and one day his mother will give him The Journeys of Marco Polo. Wow! On New Year Eve? No, she won't give it on New Year Eve. When will she give it to him? She will give it for his birthday. Will he be sad when he gets this book? No, of course not. He won't be sad. In that case, will he become happy? Yes, he will be happy. He will be over the moon. When will he read that book? He will take his book and will go to his room, lay under the bed, switch on a torch and read that book. This book will impress him. So, what will he do with his book? Will he throw it into a bin? No, he will take it and go to his room. What will he do then? Then he will lay under the bed, switch on the torch and read the book. Oh, will he switch on the table lamp? No, it will not be a table lamp. He will switch on the torch. Will he want to conceal that book under the bed? No, he will not want to hide this book. In that case, what will he want to do? He will lay under the bed in order to read this book. Will he really read that book? Yes, he will read that book. He will not like that book, right? No, he will like it very much. Will he not be disgusted after reading this book? No, he won't be disgusted. Will this book impress him? Yes, he will be excited. He will decide to discover a continent or an island like Marco Polo and Christopher Columbus. Who will decide to discover an island or a continent? The boy will decide to discover a continent. Will he dream about discovering a planet? No, he will not dream about it. Will he want to be an explorer like Columbus and Marco Polo? Yes, he wants to be an explorer like them. He will take all necessary things and start his journey. First, he will buy a ship and head like Captain Hooks. He will imitate Marco Polo. Will he start to travel all around the world? Yes, finally he will start his journey. Okay, what will he do then? First, he will buy a ship and a hat like Captain Hook. Oh, will he buy a boat? No, he will not buy a ship. Oh, really? Yes, he will buy a ship, not a boat. So, will he buy a helmet? No, he will not buy a helmet. He will buy a hat like Captain Hooks. Like whom? Like Captain Hooks. Will he imitate Captain Hook? No, he will not imitate Captain Hook. Who will he imitate? He will imitate Marco Polo. He will stay a long time. He will be hungry, and he will have to learn fishing. He will learn how to catch a fish. He will become a master of fishing. Will he stay a long time? Yes, he will stay a long time. Will he be full? No, he won't be full. He will be hungry. Will he have anything to eat? No, he will have nothing to eat. So, what will he do then? He will have to learn fishing. Will he learn fishing? Yep. He will learn how to catch a fish. Why will he learn fishing? Because he will be hungry and he will have nothing to eat. Oh, poor. Who will learn fishing? The boy will learn fishing. Who? Theodore will learn fishing. He will become a master of fishing, but still he will not be able to discover an island. He will lose the way. He will be alone. He will be afraid that he will never find the way home. Will he be able to find an island or a continent? No, unfortunately, he will still not be able to find an island. Will he know where he will be going? No, he will not know where he will be going. He will lose his way, right? Yes, he will lose the way. Will he ask somebody for help? No, he will not. Why? 'Cause he will be alone. Will he be scared? Yes, he will be scared. Why will he be afraid of? He will be afraid of that he will never find the way home. Suddenly, 3 days later, he will see an uninhabited island. He will be surprised and become happy. Finally, he will discover an island. Will he find an island? Yes, he will find an island. Will it be an uninhabited island? Yes, it will be an uninhabited island. Oh, finally, he will achieve his goal. He will be over the moon? Yes, he will be happy. Oh, will he discover a continent? No, it will not be a continent. Will it be an island? Yes, it will be an island. It will not be a continent. But for 14-year-old boy, that will be enough. He will land to this island and see Marco Polo. How old will he be when he discovers an island? He will be 14 years old. Will he land to his island?
Yes, he will land to this island.
Will there be anybody?
Yes, having landed to this island, he will see Marco Polo.
He will say to the boy, "Good job, Sir Theodore." Theodore will be astonished and will say, "It's incredible, Marco Polo is alive. Eureka!" He will shout and his mother suddenly will wake him up.
Wow. Will he really see Marco Polo?
Yes, he will see him.
Will he say to him anything?
Yes, he will say to Theodore, "Good job, Sir Theodore."
How will he react?
He will be astonished and will say, "It's incredible, Marco Polo is alive. Eureka!"
Oh, will he be able to talk with Marco Polo?
No, he will not.
Why?
Because his mother will wake him up.
What?
Oh. Will it be a dream?
Yes, it will be a dream.
Lesson 2.3. POV 2.3. The Journeys of Marco Polo. Welcome to the POV lesson. In a POV lesson, I think you know what I want you to do. So stand up and pull your shoulders back. Put your chin up and eyes up. Move your body. I'm moving right now, and you can do it with me. Have a huge smile on your face. After that, breathe deeply. After some time, you are going to feel wonderful, after 4 or 5 minutes. If you are feeling wonderful, if you are in the peak of emotional state, and if you are ready, we can start the POV lesson. In POV lessons, you are going to listen to the same story from different point of views. Let's start. There was a 14-year-old boy named Theodore. He was a young and smart boy. Theodore was an enthusiastic boy. He was interested in many subjects, especially he was fond of geography. One day his mother gave him a book named The Journeys of Marco Polo for his birthday. He was over the moon when he got this book. He took this book and went to his room, lay under the bed, switched on the torch and read that book. He was impressed by this book. He decided to discover a continent or an island like Marco Polo and Christopher Columbus. He took all necessary things and started his journey. First, he bought a ship and had like Captain Hooks. He imitated Marco Polo. He sailed a long time. He was hungry and he had to learn fishing. He learned how to catch a fish. He became a master of fishing, but still he couldn't find an island. He lost the way. He was alone. He was afraid that he would never find the way to home. Suddenly, 3 days later, he saw an uninhabited island. He was surprised and became happy. Finally, he discovered an island. It was not a continent, but for a 14-year-old boy, that was enough. He landed to this island and saw Marco Polo. He said to the boy, "Good job, Sir Theodore." Theodore was astonished and said, "It's incredible, Marco Polo is alive. Eureka!" He shouted and his mother suddenly woke him up. Right now you have just listened to the same story in the past. You imagine that it's already happened. Right now we are going to listen to the same story from different point of views. Let's go. There is a 14-year-old boy named Theodore. He is a young and smart boy. Theodore is an enthusiastic boy. He is interested in many subjects, especially he is fond of geography. One day, his mother gave him a book named The Journeys of Marco Polo for his birthday. He is over the moon when he gets this book. He takes his book, goes to his room, lies under the bed and switches on the torch and reads that book. He is impressed by this book. He decides to discover a continent or an island like Marco Polo and Christopher Columbus. He takes all necessary things and starts his journey. First, he buys a ship and hats like a Captain Hooks. He imitates Marco Polo. He sails a long time. He's hungry.
and he has to learn fishing. He learns how to catch a fish. He becomes a master of fishing, but still cannot find an island. He loses the way. He's alone. He's afraid that he will never find the way home. Suddenly, 3 days later, he sees an uninhabited island. He is surprised and becomes happy. Finally, he discovers an island. It is not a continent, but for a 14-year-old boy, that is enough. He lands to this island and sees Marco Polo. He says to the boy, "Good job, Sir Theodore." Theodore is astonished and says, "It's incredible. Marco Polo is alive. Eureka!" He shouts, and his mother suddenly wakes him up. Right now you listen to the same story in the present. We will listen to the same story in the future. Let's go. There will be a 14-year-old boy named Theodore. He will be a young and smart boy. Theodore will be an enthusiastic boy. He will be interested in many subjects. Especially, he will be fond of geography. One day, his mother will give him a book named The Journeys of Marco Polo for his birthday. He will be over the moon when he gets this book. He will take this book, go to his room, lie under the bed, switch on the torch and read that book. He will be impressed by this book. He will decide to discover a continent or an island like Marco Polo and Christopher Columbus. He will take all necessary things and start his journey. First, he will buy a ship and hat like Captain Hooks. He will imitate Marco Polo. He will stay a long time. He will become hungry, and he will also have to learn fishing. He will learn how to catch a fish. He will become a master of fishing, but still won't discover an island. He will lose the way. He will be alone. He will be afraid that he will never find the way home. Suddenly, 3 days later, he will see an inhabited island. He will be surprised and will become happy. Finally, he will discover an island. It will not be a continent, but for a 14-year-old boy, that will be enough. He will land to this island and will see Marco Polo. He will say to the boy, "Good job, Sir Theodore." Theodore will be astonished and will say, "It's incredible, Marco Polo is alive. Eureka!" He will be afraid that he will never find the way home. Suddenly, 3 days later, he will see an inhabited island. He will be surprised and will become happy. Finally, he will discover an island. It will not be a continent, but for a 14-year-old boy, that will be enough. He will land to this island and will see Marco Polo. He will say to the boy, "Good job, Sir Theodore." Theodore will be astonished and will say, "It's incredible, Marco Polo is alive. Eureka!" He will shout, and his mother suddenly will wake him up.